Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Kia Damone. I'm a Florida-born chef, writer, host, and recipe developer. I served as an executive chef of a New York City restaurant at the age of 24 and became Cherry Bomb Magazine's first culinary director at 25. I've been named one of 16 chefs changing black food in America by the New York Times and Forbes 30 Under 30 in food and beverage. In 2021, I founded Kia Feeds the People, a budding mutual aid effort focusing on food apartheid in Brooklyn. I'll be your guest host for this month of Womanica. This month, we're talking about tastemakers. We're celebrating the black chefs, cooks, and food historians who created new foodways and preserved important culinary stories of the past. Today, we're talking about a woman who celebrated black American chefs and home cooks as Ebony Magazine's first ever food editor. Her book, A Date with a Dish, was one of the first cookbooks written specifically for a black audience. It remains a treasured heirloom in many black families today. Please welcome Frida DeKnight. Frida was born in Topeka, Kansas in 1909. Her father died when she was 2 years old, and her mother moved the family to South Dakota. They lived in a farmhouse with Paul and Mammy Scott, a couple who operated a successful catering business. Frida's mother was a traveling nurse and often left Frida with her sister in Paul and Mammy's care. Under their roof, Frida came to admire and respect the culinary arts. They always offered her insight into how they developed recipes and cooked their dishes. They were the first people to inspire her own dreams of being a tastemaker. Frida studied home economics at South Dakota Wesleyan College. After graduating, she moved to New York. She worked a variety of odd jobs, including teaching sewing to high schoolers and serving as an office worker for a dance school. She also met and married pianist Renee DeKnight of the Delta Rhythm Boys. Frida landed her editor position at Ebony through a stroke of luck. While visiting Chicago, a wealthy couple invited her to a dinner party. But an hour before dinner, the host got a call. Their caterer had broken a leg and couldn't make it. They panicked, but Frida leapt into action. She ran out to buy groceries and whipped up an impressive feast at lightning speed. The party was a hit, And one of the guests just so happened to be publisher John H. Johnson, who had just launched Ebony Magazine. He was so impressed by Frida's skill and poise in the kitchen that he offered her a job as a columnist. Frida became Ebony's first ever food editor in 1946. She traveled across the United States, tracing the culinary traditions and beloved recipes of Black American families. She published her discoveries in her monthly column, A Date with a Dish. Frida treated readers to practical cooking tips and regional recipes, always accompanied by mouth-watering photographs. She sourced recipes from professional chefs, home cooks, and celebrities alike. A Date with a Dish became a national bestseller and one of the first major cookbooks written by a Black American for a Black audience. In her columns and her cookbook, Frida aimed to break long-held stereotypes about the food that Black Americans prepared and enjoyed. She scoffed at the idea that Black cooks could adapt themselves only to the standard of Southern dishes. Frida demonstrated that a Black American chef was just as likely to find inspiration in Spanish, French, Italian, or East Indian cuisine. By collecting recipes from Black cooks across the U.S., Frida helped expand the nation's understanding of African American cuisine and presented a nuanced, attractive vision of that cuisine and its cooks to the world. Frida continued to work over the next decade, growing in her new position as the home service director at the Johnson Publishing Company. She developed recipes for advertisers, gave cooking demonstrations on TV, and even became involved in the fashion world. In 1957, she helped launch Ebony's Fashion Fair, an annual event that celebrated Black contributions to haute couture. In 1960, Frida had surgery for cancer. She continued to travel for work, but as her illness advanced, she steadily grew weaker. She died in January 1963. She was 54 years old. All of her life, Frida celebrated the greatness of Black chefs. As she wrote in the preface of A Date with a Dish, years ago, some of our greatest culinary artists were unable to read or write, but their ingenuity, mother wit, and a good common sense made them masters in their profession. All month, we're talking about tastemakers. For more info and recipes from this month's Womanicans, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to co-creators Jenny and Liz Kaplan for having me as a guest host. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children, where world leaders are ignoring climate science,
bing, bing, bong, bong,
and nature is recreating doomsday movie plots, what will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.